Now we'll turn to some news items. A bit of a mixture, really, but the New Year's honours have rewarded some local people. Whilst on the political front, South Norwich MP Clive Lewis announces he is to stand for leadership of the Labour Party. And a Norfolk letter of request goes to Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Then yet again, more roadworks in the offing and a proposal to increase bus fares.
The principal of a Norwich college and former plumber says she feels hugely honoured to have been made an OBE. Corianne Peasgood, principal of City College Norwich on Ipswich Road, has been recognised for services to safeguarding and to construction skills. She was one of seven people across the region to have been made an OBE, singled out for her role in transforming the college during a 22-year career. Miss Peasgood, who has been principal for 7 years and oversees around 8,300 students, said, "It points to what can be achieved through collaboration, teamwork and inclusiveness, and to the importance of removing our institutional hats from time to time and working out together what is right for students or for a particular sector." Miss Peasgood trained as a plumber at the age of 16 and, after completing an apprenticeship by the age of 21, took over the running of her family's plumbing and heating business. Her education career began at CCN in 1997 when she ran a part-time plumbing course. She later worked up the ranks at the college, becoming a lecturer, senior lecturer, director, vice principal, deputy principal, acting principal, and most recently, principal.
Less than a week after hinting that he was preparing a leadership challenge, Norwich South MP Clive Lewis has officially thrown his hat into the ring to become the next leader of the Labour Party. After the party's crushing defeat in the general election, Mr. Lewis said he would not rule out entering the running to become Jeremy Corbyn's successor after the defeated leader announced he would be stepping down. Now, writing a piece for The Guardian, Mr. Lewis has announced he indeed will be one of the candidates looking to take the helm for the party going forward. The Norwich South MP, who is the Shadow Treasury Minister, said the party had suffered its own Dunkirk at the polls, but then a comeback was possible. He wrote, "I am standing to be leader of the Labour Party for the simple reason that if I do not, certain necessary truths may go unspoken during the debates of the coming months. Even at this dark hour, as Labour suffers its own Dunkirk, a retreat is forced on us. I'm optimistic."
Money to dual the A47 and build the Northern Distributor Road Western Link, more cash for adult social care and devolution without an elected mayor. Those are among requests Norfolk County Council leader Andrew Proctor outlined in a letter to Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Mr. Proctor, who leads the Conservative administration at County Hall, has written to Mr. Johnson following his party's general election success. Mr. Proctor wrote that he wanted to work with the Prime Minister to secure fairer funding for counties, to enable the County Council to plan effectively, and to have the headroom to innovate and bring more value to communities. Sustainable funding for adult social care and for schools. Infrastructure investment to help form an eastern powerhouse, including money to dual the A47 and build the Norwich Western Link. Levelling up the skills of adults in Norfolk. A new form of localism and devolution for county areas to empower councils without the need for an elected mayor.
One of the busiest roads in Norwich is set to be the focus of a string of roadworks in the new year. The work in the Coleman Road area will see overnight closures of the Ring Road, some streets running off it, shut and speed limits temporarily cut. It comes as part of a £650,000 scheme to ease congestion in the area. The exact dates of the work are yet to be confirmed, but councillors green-lit the changes on the Ring Road between South Park Avenue and the A11 Newmarket Road in March. It will also see the city's bus routes disrupted. A Norfolk County Council spokeswoman said they were grateful for people's patience and said they hoped the changes would ease congestion at peak times.
There are fears that more people will be priced out of using buses after the region's largest operator announced a round of fare increases of up to 14%. Norfolk and Suffolk season ticket buyers, particularly those aged from 5 to 19, will be the hardest hit when First Eastern Counties hikes many fares from January the 11th. Most single tickets will stay at the same price, but the annual tickets are going to rise by between 5.8% and 14.4%. First said it had kept the increase to as low a level as possible to cover cost increases, including fuel, which it had no control over. But Matthew White from Car Free Norwich said the larger increases would make it hard to change people's habits by making public transport the less affordable choice. Chris Speed, head of operations at First Eastern Counties, said, "Over the past 18 months, we have expanded our bus network and invested in upgrading our fleet to improve public transport provision in the city and county, with further plans to develop our offering to bus users over the coming months. These improvements show our commitment to delivering a sustainable bus network for local people."
Thousands of patients regularly attending hospital are set to benefit from the introduction of free parking at Norfolk's hospitals. Blue badge holders and patients who regularly attend appointments for long-term conditions are among those who will get free parking under government plans. The scheme will be rolled out in April, and all hospital trusts will be expected to give free parking at specific times to parents with sick children staying overnight and staff on night shifts. At the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, parking income pays for security, lighting, maintenance and land purchase, with any surplus invested in patient services. A hospital spokesman said, "We already offer free parking to blue badge holders, and a range of concessions apply to patients and carers who are coming to hospital regularly. As the changes are brought in following the government's announcement, we will monitor the situation carefully to see what it may mean for our hospital sites."
A bus gate camera operating for just 2 hours a day racked up almost £150,000 in fines from drivers in a mere 8 months. An average of almost 700 drivers a month have been caught by the camera at the bus gate in Grove Road, Norwich, since it started operating in March last year. And those fines contributed to more than £680,000 Norwich City Council has been paid in fines for contraventions at bus gates since October 2017. Figures obtained through the Freedom of Information Act revealed fines were issued to 24,121 motorists who went down roads where traffic is banned over the 2 years up to October. The city has bus gate cameras in St Stephen Street, Rampant Horse Street, Albion Way, Grove Road and Earlham Green Lane.
Now we'll move on to our second feature, which again is read by Ruth Murray. The paper's antiques expert, Mike Hicks, remembers the days when Norwich had its own skating rink.